Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for any donations. Am I speaking to Lane?
Who is this?
My name is Jennifer. Again, I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Am I speaking to Lane?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. We are just conducting an opinion survey, and it will just take a few minutes of your time. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you said 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
3 to 10.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch on this, on the trade? Is it stonemason, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, tile setter, cement mason, marble mason, PCC restoration, mason or helper or finisher?
Refractory. Refractory bricklayer.
Thank you so much. On the last job you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I guess you just say bricklayer.
But on the last work, on the last job that you worked on.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't a foreman, but I wasn't a helper. I was playing bricklayer.
All right, so in that case, you were not a helper. Would you, the options that I got on this one is improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I guess it would be finisher.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
Yes, I'm still doing it. I actually just made it to my next job site.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Never.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
All right. Thank you. Making some notes. All right. Yes or no. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
Thank you. Okay, just making some notes. In the meantime, how's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. I drove all day, so I'm getting some food and then go get some rest.
Okay, that is great. I'm glad you be resting in a bit. Now, do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More,
okay. Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. And yes or no.
That's okay, because that gives us more work.
I see your point. Right.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
We don't have a lot of people, but, you know, it drags the job out a little bit, but that's more pay in my pocket.
You get more chances, right? Okay.
Yes.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Was there a representative there?
The question says, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Yes, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I have not.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less.
Okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
The economy is probably going to get worse.
Okay. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work to the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language barriers or language problems, health, cold, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real or you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I don't have any real safety concerns.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Can't say I have.
Okay. Thank you so much. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
Okay. What about picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
What is that one?
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say it was regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you. Changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. The options I got is friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, cable news, radio or local TV news programming.
Okay, radio news programming is going to be last. Online newspaper is going to be first. Friends and family would probably be second.
I'm so sorry. Which one should be first? You said print and online newspapers?
Yes.
Okay, second, it will be friends and neighbors, okay?
Family, yep.
And the third one?
What's some of my options?
Radio, cable news, local TV news programming, the internet or social media.
Is that bathroom for us in there?
I'm sorry,
is that bathroom? Yeah, I'm talking to somebody else. I'm talking
it's
to
okay.
That's my... Yes, sir. All right, go ahead. What was the options?
Yes, I have the internet or social media, cable news, radio, local TV news programming.
Social media would be third.
Mm-hmm.
Radio news is going to be last. I don't watch the news.
Okay, thank you. Cable, local TV news, thank you. Alrighty. Before moving on, I want to thank you so much for helping me out. This means a lot. Thank you. Moving on to the next question. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now?
How many more questions do we have?
We just have a couple. I'm sorry if it's taking longer than expected. I am trying to do this as fast as I can.
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, foreign policy, environment, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, immigration, or something else?
Jobs and economy.
All right. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment for prevailing wages to the construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support that?
Very important.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Do I have to choose one?
If you had to choose?
Republican.
Which one? Republic, okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The workers. Oh,
all right.
I support the workers.
All right. Would you say much more the workers or somewhat more?
Yes, much more.
Thank
you. Much more workers.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done his job, which is with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove the way he has done on the as a president overall?
Do I approve of him? Fuck no.
Yes. Do you approve? The options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I strongly disapprove on what he puts through.
Okay. How about labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done on this area?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay.
Anything
what about?
Do with him, he does not make good decisions at all.
All right. I understand you strongly disapprove his job overall, but I still need to make to ask you the next question. What do you think about the economy? Would you also say strongly disapprove?
Yes, he collapsed our economy. Our economy is on the verge of fucking depression.
Okay, I respect that. What about healthcare?
Nope, disagree. He hasn't done much for that either.
Okay, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly
disapprove.
All right.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election?
What do you mean a long way off?
Oh, for the November elections in November 2024?
Yeah, he's not getting my vote.
All right. I was just going to ask you if you were going to vote, if that would be almost certain to vote, would you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50 or you think you will not vote?
Yeah, I'll vote, but not for him.
Okay, so that is almost certain to vote.
Yeah,
okay.
Certain to vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Not Biden. Anybody but Biden.
In that case, would be Donald Trump?
Yep.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Do I what?
Do you feel that useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
Okay. Turning back to BAP, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
How could the union best improve its representation and service? There are about 8 questions to go. There are very short questions.
Okay.
And this one, how could the union best improve its presentation and representation and service?
Keeping up with the economy. Everything goes else went up, but our pay hasn't gone up.
Keeping it up with the economy, you said?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making some notes. Making some notes here. Almost done. Alrighty. Alright, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
What was the question again?
Yes, what is the most important thing the union should be working on for the rest
jobs
of the year?
Jobs and pay.
Jobs and pay?
Jobs. Make sure that we have the jobs to keep our men busy.
Okay, thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it text message, email, mail, union meeting, job site?
Say that again?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it text, email, mail, union meetings, or job site?
Text.
You said text?
Text.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple of times, once a year, or never?